PJ podcast. Sit in.
Well, well, well. What a fun little show. Oh, welcome to the podcast. Thanks to MyRepublic. Today's show.
Jace was in his cheekiest of cheeky Jason moods.
Today was one of my favourite shows of the year. We've done an expose. We've uncovered New Zealand's hottest couple. PJ has the hots for Peter Burling from Team New Zealand.
I just sent him a message.
Hang on. Today's show included a dream, a private DM, a text message, and the world's most incredible voicemail. Correct?
I don't know if incredible is how I would explain it.
If he called you back, right, and he was like, hey, look, you know, it's all been a bit of fun. Would you like to grab a drink? Would you do it?
Of course, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. I was saying to PJ earlier, Alex is here. If I go over to her place in like 10
years. Someone said he's not single as well, so I don't know.
Well, we'll check that. If I go over to his house and PJ's house in like 10 years and I walk in, there's the cup hanging on the wall and like he's at the barbecue and he's like, hey, Jace. I'm like, hey, Pete. And PJ comes out, the apron drinks, and I'm like, look at your life now. Look at your life. And she's like, should we have these cocktails on the yacht?
I hate it when he gets carried away like this.
And then
like,
obviously,
it's his way of justifying it.
Obviously, they would have sent their private yacht for me. And they're like, how was the yacht? And I'm like, yeah, it was great. It wasn't as quick as the one you won. And then I look at PJ and I'm like, oh my God, your life's complete. And she just goes, thank you so much, Jess. Like, that's how it would be.
I think you really set out this vision. You've come up with us in the last 2 hours.
That's how it would be.
You've got to move on from this vision.
Mate, I'm just trying to help.
This is not going to be fulfilled.
Otherwise, what's the other vision? I catch up with you in some crack den in a few years, and you're like, where's that guy you met on Tinder? And you're like, well, he's getting out on Saturday. I'm going to go pick him up. Like, I'm just...
I got married to David Davis.
I'm trying to provide you a safe haven. That's all.
We're meant to be ringing one of your ex-girlfriends this podcast.
We don't have time. There's too much.
We've got plenty of time.
There's too much to cover.
No, let's do that tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
I'm not going to rely on you for a number. I'm going to get one myself.
We have to do some.
Don't ask Lou.
No.
Who are you thinking of getting?
Nah, we'll leave that up.
We'll leave that till tomorrow's podcast.
Yeah, we'll leave that to me.
PJ knew who we're ringing. You've got to let. There's certain ones you can't ring.
Oh, there's a couple I know I can't ring, and I'm tempted to find track them down.
Wait, who are you thinking? Just give me one name.
I think this is too good.
We were talking about surprises earlier.
This is too good for the podcast.
No good if you know about them.
This is who are you think?
Oh, we'll see how it goes in the podcast.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking?
I'm not going to tell you. It's surprise are way better if we just ring them. Okay. It'd be good if you had to figure it out too.
How great does revenge taste?
You're not doing it.
Speaking of revenge, PJ's always looking out for ways to get revenge on Jason. She come. We were talking about revenge before.
We're talking about revenge, and then this is PJ. Oh, that reminds me, Alex. I need to talk to you about something.
As if she's gonna set something up for Jace. But I was like, mate, if you're gonna make a surprise, you definitely don't tell someone about it.
All right, I'm gonna go send a text to some exes. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
This hurts. I need your advice. It's hard to say.
Spit it out.
I need your advice.
You need Auntie Peach's advice.
I need your advice.
That's okay. Don't be ashamed. Every now and then you need to come to the oracle of wisdom that is PJ and ask for some advice.
I think enough people go to the oracle of PJ. I meant to ask for advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. She'll love hand advice.
Thanks.
In a bit of a situation at home at the moment.
What's up?
So last night as we were going to bed, right,
yep.
Lou and I went upstairs. When we walked into the bedroom, she seemed angry.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't want to have a fight now. We're about to go to bed.
Do you live by the rule that you never go to sleep mad?
Well, I'm happy to, but I thought she did. Like,
right,
I thought,
okay.
Like, typical chicks are like, no, we've got to settle it now.
Mm.
And we're pretty tired. It was pretty late. And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, bad poker face. I know something's wrong. What's wrong? And she was like, you never ask me about my day. You only talk about yours. And I was like, oh. And I mean, to be
selfish.
Well, to be fair, my day's pretty fun. Like, you know, I'm stirring.
So is hers.
I'm stirring hers as fun as well.
Yeah.
Hers is fun as well. She gets to go to meetings.
Mm. Jason.
They're fun meetings.
Sarcasm, lowest form of
life. Okay, I'm sorry. And I admittedly, I felt bad. I was like, oh, God. And I said, look, sorry, babe. You know, I'll make a change. She's like, right, yeah. And then I went, well, listen, can you not do this when we're about to go to bed? Like, if you're going to be angry, talk to me about it. Don't just be frustrated and, you know, arc up. So then we had like a stalemate situation. when we both start getting changed for bed and no one's speaking. And it's so awkward. It's like, we're married. We've known each other for years. Why is this? It's like a first couple fight. You know what I mean? And then we both get into bed.
And you would have been too stubborn to talk first.
Yeah, and then she wasn't going to talk first. And so no one's cuddling the other person. We're both laying like outwards.
Oh, you're literally lying as far apart as possible.
Now, here's the problem, right? You've now slept next to that person for 8 hours. Mm. The morning comes around. We wake up in the morning.
And you forget about it instantly.
No. Who talks first? That's what I thought when I woke up. I'm like, are we going to be all good? Is the fight still on? Do I just say, morning, babe? And no one sort of spoke.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, we're still going. We're still going. And I was like, oh, morning. I'm going to get a coffee. You want one? So, like, trying to reach out a little olive branch.
And did you talk?
She was like, yeah, thanks. And I'm like, okay, so I think we're still in the fight. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? You know when you're not sure who folds first?
So, wait. Has this been resolved?
We're very polite at the moment.
Oh, no.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll go home tonight. We'll just have a silent dinner sitting there watching each other. But it'll be, but yeah, you know when you don't want to fold first?
Yep, you in particular. I mean, with your stubborn nature.
If she's listening now, let's bury the hatchet, babe. It's all good. Maybe I'll get home tonight and just play this bit in the podcast. I love you, Louis. Let's not fight anymore. Oh, I know.
So awkward.
I know. If you want to text me, babe, and just say sorry, and we can put it up.
I knew you'd do that. I'm stirring.
Here's Mitch James, Jason PJ on ZM.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? I feel like being patriotic. It is the Team New Zealand parade in Wellington today.
Oh, God. You're going to fly down there and throw yourself at that hot single guy. What's his name? The one you really
there's a couple.
Which is the sailor you really...
Blair Cheek,
yeah.
There's also Peter Billing.
Is Pete single?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, right, okay. So parade's happening today in Wellington.
Yeah, it's already happened, I do believe.
Yep.
I woke up and I was like, you know what? He came into the studio a wee while back. We even cold called him last week. We ended up getting him on the show. I was like, why don't I send him a one-on-one message and say, you know, love what you do.
Oh, Jesus. We don't know him.
I know. Well,
we don't know him.
I felt like I did.
Hey, we've spoken to Rita Ora on the phone. I can tell you who I'm not going to be texting tonight. Rita Ora. Like,
What?
So, wait on.
No, please don't ask any more questions.
So many questions.
Don't.
So, wait on. This is on Instagram?
Yes.
And you've messaged him.
Well, yeah, because
does he follow you?
No.
And you just messaged him. And can you read out the message? Read it out. Oh, this is going to be amazing.
He hasn't seen it yet.
Oh.
I didn't want to come in too hot.
I've got some news for you.
What?
No, read it out first.
I didn't want to come in too hot. I just want to be like, good on you, mate.
So to be honest, mate, I'm impressed you didn't just send a photo.
I said, shot Pete, you're a legend.
Shot Pete, you're a legend.
Exclamation mark.
Okay. Wow.
Like,
do you have the hots for him?
No. Okay, do you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
He was in my dream last night, and then I felt like...
This just gets better and better.
It's I wasn't like meant to say that part.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I woke up feeling patriotic. I thought, you know what?
That's a feeling.
They're doing the parade, and so I'm going to just send off a little message of encouragement.
How did you wake up? What was the feeling you had? Patriotic. Just checking. That was the feeling you had when you woke up. What was the dream about?
Was
it you and him on a sailboat?
No.
Was he holding you up like the cup?
No.
Was he using
not.
The
no,
yacht
we,
ropes?
We were just getting along really well, and I woke up and I was like, he's cool.
Were you getting along really well nude?
No. Like, all above board, I just woke up and I was like,
What's that?
Shot Pete, you're a legend.
Shot Pete, you're a legend. I got some bad news.
Oh, no, what?
And I only found this out about an hour ago. You know, Hayley, it works here in promotions.
Yeah.
She'll kill me for saying this, but she, like, no joke, because she's single at the moment and I was just out giving out love advice because, you know, it's like what I do. I think I've got game and I don't. She goes, you should help me out. You know what I just did? And I said, what? She goes, I just messaged Peter Burling a direct message.
Shut up.
I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, he follows me on Instagram, so I messaged him.
I saw that he followed her.
Oh, God, listen to you guys. What? How many people are messaging Peter Burling? No wonder he hasn't seen his messages. He's got all these desperate chicks messaging him.
I was just being
patriotic. Hey, long shot. Here's one for you. Long shot. 0800 dial ZM. Is anybody out there listening to the show that's messaged Peter Burling? I'd like to hear from you. This is going to be funny if it's like you and 20 of your mates. Can't believe you had a dream.
Oh.
Yeah, 0800 dial ZM. If you've messaged Peter Burling as well, please give us a call.
Oh, like they'll just be like, good on your Pete, good work.
You know what you should do?
What?
You know what you should do? You should text him. We've got his number. We called him.
No.
Text him.
No.
Come on.
You know.
Text him and then we can wait.
You know, spells no.
And then we'll do like an update through the show. Hey, no. I'll text him from my phone and say it's PJ.
No, don't you dare. Yeah. He'll think you're a guy because remember last time he said, thanks, lads.
Yes,
he thinks I'm a guy.
Yeah. But you got a bigger issue than, zup, bro. You need to convince him you're a chick first.
Please don't text him, please.
Come on. Hey, Pete. What's up? It's PJ.
No.
Want to go sailing?
The Jason PJ podcast.
Last night, Paige had a dream about Peter Burling.
Yes
or no?
Let's not make it weird, though.
PJ had a dream about Peter Burling from Team New Zealand. They are currently doing the Welcome Home Parade in Wellington today. And this morning, when PJ woke up, she shot him a DM on Instagram.
Yeah, you said, it was harmless.
What did you say?
Oh, shot Pete, you're a legend.
Shot Pete, you're a legend.
Yeah, just keep it.
He hasn't even seen the message yet, has he?
No, he hasn't, and I don't
How's
think
this?
He ever will.
Oh, what a celebrity, not even looking at it. Producer Alex, we just got a text, didn't we? What did it say?
It says, I messaged you on Instagram, PJ, and you gave me the scene.
Oh, you haven't even replied to them. You've got...
What's their name?
I don't have a name, but...
How many messages are you getting today?
No, listen to you.
Oh, my God.
No, none.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know... I want the best for you.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to talk it up, but...
You'll do whatever you can to set me up with someone, yes.
No. I was going to say, I feel like, you know, even though I'm married, I've still got a bit of game.
You want to vicariously live through me?
No. I'm just saying, like, I want to help you find love. Right?
Not via a DM.
Can I... No, I don't think DM's the way to go. Can I text him from your phone? I've got Peter's number. I'll tell you the text before I hit send. Deal? How about that?
Deal.
Pass me your phone.
As long as it's...
Like, it's clean.
Okay.
Totally clean. Promise.
Okay.
Swear on the kids.
And,
totally clean.
And if this doesn't go down well, it was you.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing. If you end up hooking up with him, you can be like, oh, Pete.
I just wanted to be mates.
Yeah, no, but if you get married and, like, it's all good, you don't want it to be weird. You never even say it was a radio thing. And then if he's like, oh, look, you're not my type, then you go, oh, good, mate, you're not mine. It was just for radio. Either way, it's a win-win.
It's not.
God, thank you, Jace. Okay, so
what are you doing?
I'm just typing the message. Hang on one sec. Okay, so do you want me to put Hey Peter or Hey Pete?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want anything to do with it.
Do you want me to say Polly or PJ? I'll say PJ. I don't want him thinking it's the other radio person chasing him. Okay, all right. This is good. How many? Oh, I'll do the whole dot thing. Are you right?
What's wrong? What are you saying?
Talk amongst yourselves for a sec.
I've just got me. Hello, how are you?
When I put you, do you want me to put Y-O-U or you?
Oh, not you.
Okay,
like Y-O-U, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're not in 2005 anymore.
Okay, you're right.
Along with your Von Zipper hat.
Who's the single one here?
Me.
That's right.
Okay.
You might message on. God, it's hot today.
What are you saying? Jason.
Yep.
Okay, tell me, what are you running? What have you said?
All right.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
What are you doing?
Message sent.
No!
Okay.
No!
I put...
No!
Hey, Pete.
No!
It's PJ from ZN.
No!
Did you get my message on Insta?
No.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, this bit might hurt a bit. When can I buy you a welcome... Oh, I forgot to put home. I put... Oh, when can I buy you a welcome drink? Oh, and I put an X.
No! Give me my phone. No. Sometimes I wish I didn't do radio.
There you go.
Oh.
We could do TV. That way you could show off your cool raincoat.
So now what do I do?
We wait.
No, we don't.
Oh, we wait. The minute the text comes through, we will get it on the air for you. If you know Pete, if you could just give him a call and tell him to check his messages. No, now we play it cool.
Yeah, we're playing it real cool, mate.
We play it cool. And if we haven't heard back by 6, then we call him.
And why are you saying we? You're not
going to
take
it. I'm just as invested in this as you.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ podcast.
breaking news regarding PJ's potential relationship with New Zealand
Settled down.
Peter Burling has responded. So, look, if you're just joining us, Paige messaged Peter Burling from Team New Zealand.
I said, shotmate, you're a legend. That's all I said this morning, like, literally platonically.
I know. You had a dream about him, though. So she sent him a message on Instagram, and then she trusted me to send him a text message.
You said you'd let me read it first. You sent it off without my consent.
My finger slipped and it hit the send button. But I think you
need... I don't know how your wife does this.
I think you need to be saying thank you because you've just gotten an Instagram message back from Peter Burling. Open the Instagram. What does it say?
Really? Are we really doing this?
Yeah.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, hang on.
Don't play the intense music.
What did he say?
This is a stitch up.
What did he
say? This is an absolute stitch up.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, ha ha, and then he did the heart emoji.
The heart?
Yes.
Like the love heart?
Yes. To be fair, he might have slipped. His finger might have slipped because there's sort
Why has he messaged you on Instagram but not on the text?
I don't know.
Like, he hasn't responded to your text.
Is this a stitch up?
It's not a stitch up. It's not
promise?
A stitch. Promise. Swear to God. What I think we do is we give him till like five.
No.
And then I think we call him. We'll do a pocket call. No, like, it's like an accident. No, when he answers, you'll be like,
please,
oh, Jace. Oh my God, I've accidentally called you. Sorry.
He's acknowledged it.
No, this is what we do. You call and then we hang up and then you get to send another message going, oh, my bad, sorry, pocket dial.
No.
Or you do a pocket call and you just talk in the background of the call like, I got Peter Burling's number. He's such a babe. And like pretend you don't know that he's listening.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, if he doesn't get back to us, we'll do the fake pocket dial at five.
Again, it's not back to us collectively. It's to me.
Oh, God, we're so nervous. Oh, this is so exciting for us. Hopefully we will find love by the time the show is out.
Last week, news broke that First Dates New Zealand applications are going to be opened. They're open, aren't they?
I see what you're doing here.
What?
Pete, if you're listening, sign up for First Dates.
No.
I will too.
No, we talked about it on the show.
Okay.
And First Dates over in the UK is currently taking place. Now, in a recent episode, a girl came out and she looks quite shallow on the surface. Have a wee listen to this.
Did you wear your granddad's slippers?
No. Oh, my God. Now, that's just taking a fist. I love it, though.
What's wrong with my shoes?
Mum, can I borrow your jeans? Granddad, can I borrow
your
shoes?
Granddad, they're not slippers,
they're
boat shoes.
Boat shoes? Oh, my God.
Where are you from again?
I'm from a place where they don't wear boat shoes.
Okay, I like boat shoes.
I used to have them when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, I had them
till... How old were you when you wore them?
Till like 15.
Did you?
Yeah, and then we were trying to find a correlation between that and me never getting a girl's phone number. And funnily enough, we found it. We found the link.
No, boat shoes were awesome back in the day.
A boat shoe's okay for any age. That's my thing. Because I believe certain clothes have age limits.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So it's like...
You were setting yourself up for this.
No. It's like...
As a man who wears a Von Zipper trucky hat...
Oh, I know.
And white Vans...
I can wear Vans. I'm in my 30s. I can wear Vans.
I don't know. I feel
What's
like
the age limit for Vans?
I feel like the cutoff is like 30.
No, if I came in here in like globe skatey shoes...
The Von Zipper hat is definitely for people under the age of 20.
I'll give you that. If I came in here in globe skate shoes, I'd say no, like too old for that.
I haven't seen a pair of globe skate shoes in years.
Because they're for under 20. Like Speedos. I say Speedos under 10 and over 60. That's who can wear Speedos.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, under 10 and over 60. If you're between 10 and 60, you are not allowed to wear Speedos.
What? It's producer Alex.
What?
This is kind of mean because they're only trying to like better themselves, but I can't do adult braces.
Yeah, I can't.
Adult braces? Yeah, nah.
Braces have a cutoff of 18.
Just, it's like a you didn't get your act together kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
what
like,
do you mean?
Like this is like
you mean braces on your teeth. Oh, my brother had braces in his 20s.
What did you think? Bigger braces, like adult size on kids?
No, you were thinking people wearing like suspenders,
yeah, right? Yeah. It's like they look good on older men.
No, that's what about suspenders on guys? Or more mature guys? Like if you wore suspenders?
Yeah.
On a suit, that's all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to know what clothing do you think has an age limit?
What clothing and what's the age limit?
Yeah.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Coming up, we're going to have an update for you on PJ's relationship with Peter Burling.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. I just sent...
Not, okay, sorry. Not a
I sent a DM and we got a reply and that's good and let's just move on with our lives.
No. We've sent him a text. He's still yet to reply to the text and I've got a backup plan to get this thing moving.
We don't need a backup plan. It's all good.
Plus, we've just had some information handed to us about Peter's whereabouts.
No.
We're going to address that coming up in 15 with a Burling update.
Right now we are taking your calls. 0800 dollars it in. What is the item of clothing and what age should it be banned?
Yeah, like all clothing has like a bit of an age limit.
Yeah.
I said before, Speedos, okay to wear until you're 10 and then you can't wear them again till you're over
What about
50.
This situation? I wear orange Speedos and yellow Crocs to the beach and I'm 44. Trust me, Jace, the ladies dig it.
Never for Crocs. Never.
They're so rational.
No. Do you own Crocs?
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
No.
Carinza, how are you?
Hi. Hi there, how are you?
We're good. What's your clothing? What's your age limit?
Well, you know those black footless tights that you buy from the warehouse?
Yes.
Yes, well, I'm 46 and my husband won't let me wear them because he says they're only for 12-year-olds.
Oh.
Well, what, just plain black Carinza. Tights? Are they plain black tights?
Yeah, well, anything really, you know, patterned ones or black ones.
You mean wearing tights as pants?
Yeah, just tights as pants.
Do you still wear them rebelliously?
See, I don't.
Because, you can, they kind of hug everything and you can see every ripple and bubble and everything. Okay.
Should you be allowed to wear, like, Lululemons over 50? Is that all right?
I gave Mum some Nike tights that I had.
Did you?
Yeah. And she looks really good at them.
Good for her.
Mum rocks them doing her yoga.
I don't think there's an age limit for tights and ladies. At least I'm not allowed to say there is.
Hello, Gemma.
Hi.
Hello, Jim. What's the clothing? What's the age limit?
Crocs, maximum age of a child is 5.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. My kid's got Crocs. He's 3. And even them, I'm like, oh, God, really? And
yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but acceptable under 5.
Yeah, okay.
Over 5, unacceptable.
Do you think they know that working at the Crocs store? Like, if you walked in there, do you reckon they'd look at you and go, you sure? You know what I mean?
Crocs are actually really popular, though.
Yeah, they're not cheap. How much is a pair of Crocs these days?
I don't know.
I'm going to check online.
Someone also said, globe skate shoes should be worn by no age, gender or person. The foulest invention to disgrace this earth.
What about the ones with the wheels on them? You know, have you seen those shoes that have got little wheels in them? You know, wheelies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. Under 30? Okay. I'll throw mine out.
Under 10. Hello, Amethyst. How are you? Yeah. Oh,
sorry. I was Googling Crocs. Sorry, I didn't hit the button. My bad. Go ahead.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. What's the clothing and what's the age limit?
Okay, anyone that knows me is going to hate me for saying this, but those stupid drop crotch pants. I don't think anyone over the age of maybe 2 years old should wear them purely because it looks like they shat themselves. It's atrocious.
It does. Yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
Wait, how much are crocs?
Are you kidding me?
How much?
They're like $70. And guess what they've just bought out? What? This is the best ad
is
for Crocs.
Is it Croc clogs?
Ready? Camo Crocs. Camo Crocs. Which isn't a bad idea because if you're wearing them, you don't want people to see.
ZM's Jason PJ. Pack your bags. It's ZM's World Tour.
Okay, up for grabs. Your shot at going to LA and seeing Katy Perry live. You want to know some places to check out in LA?
Yes.
I've been there once with the boys.
Okay, where are the hotspots, mate?
CVS is the local pharmacy. You can buy giant bottles of vodka and stuff
like
that.
Oh, you're talking about the cool local vegan cafes or something.
No, I'm just telling you where to get cheap booze.
Oh, yeah. Do you buy alcohol at the pharmacies there?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, you can get any Panadol anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
While you're there. So there's that. There's like really cool pool bars.
Pool bars.
Right.
So when you say that, you mean with pool.
Anyway, Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
How's your Tuesday, Megs?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain at all.
I'm just here trying to be an LA tour guide for you, mate. I'm not going to sit here and be mocked.
I don't know where the nearest pharmacy is.
Well, Megan might want to know where to get cheap booze when she gets there.
Exactly.
Thank
MVP.
You.
Have you been to LA before, Megan?
No.
Oh, you've got to check out this vegan cafe. It's what.
Wow, you better send me to Katy Perry then.
All right, okay.
She's got some sex.
She does. All right, let's spare a thought for the person who could be sitting next to you on the plane. All right.
Katy Perry, obviously.
If you go to ZM Online, we've got the full seating map there. All you have to do is pick the winning seat on board. If you do that, you instantly win the trip right now.
All right, we can do this.
No, we don't do anything. It's all
we're
you.
We're waiting for you, Megan.
Yeah. It's more like you can do this. Come on.
I can do this, but I need some moral support. Do we have moral support?
Moral support.
Yeah, all okay, over. Right, yeah, right. Love
Let's
it.
Go. 26A.
Oh, she's in. 26A.
Why should I be getting excited? I'm not getting the trip. You know, like, are you going to take me, Megan?
Well, we don't know yet, do we?
Well, in that case, you've got all the support in the world. All right, so we're locking in.
26A, it has not been guessed.
Are you right?
Sorry, the flight has already departed.
Sorry, Megan.
Right, thanks, guys.
I feel like PJ wasn't supporting us strong enough.
It's all your fault, PJ.
Guys, do not team up. The Jason PJ Podcast. Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
If you're just joining us, exciting day here.
Oh, my God. This is Jason, tone it down, because I've actually got genuine friends going, Peter Burling, what's happening?
Well, I'm glad they asked. No. So, for anybody that's just joining us, after 4 o'clock, the bombshell was dropped. Sorry, Women's Day, you didn't get the scoop on this one. Peach had a... You'd be able to sell your story, actually, if this works out. I'll do the deal for you. You'll get
Hawkins.
You'll get good coin.
You're just not my manager.
Just letting you know, do a little photo shoot and all that sort of thing. You hanging off the sailboat.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
So, Paige had a dream about Peter Burling from Team New Zealand.
I'm really incriminating myself. No, it's just a dream. And I woke up and I was like, you know what, he's really cool. I'm going to send a message and say, shot Pete Religion. Just as like a patriotic
Kiwi. Oh, mate, totally cool. I woke up the other day going, oh, I just had a dream about Miranda Kerr. I'll send her a selfie. Like, no. People do that. It's all good.
Very different.
No, it isn't. So Paige did send him a message on Instagram. Earlier, I said to Paige, can you trust me with your phone? And I sent him a text.
I trusted you as well.
I sent him a text. Probably, I'll be honest, probably shouldn't have put the X. That's a little full on. He hasn't replied to the text. Now, I know you've been concerned. However, we've just had some breaking news come to hand regarding Peter's whereabouts. He is currently airborne. Producer Alex, you've got the flight details. Apparently, they're flying from Wellington because the parade was there today. They're heading to Christchurch tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, and they're due to land on one or two flights, both being airborne right now.
Okay, so they're both airborne right now. We're not sure which flight.
All right, so we can put this to bed and move on.
No. Mm. Right now, we are presented with a unique opportunity. We could ring him right now. And we're guaranteed to get voicemail. Because you don't want to call him and get him. That's a bit full on. It's like, hey, Pete, we're calling you for a conversation. See, if we leave a message, he's got to call us back. Now, this is where I'm looking.
Well, he doesn't technically have to call us back.
He will. Right. Here's the thing. I don't want you looking desperate here.
Thanks.
So I don't think we should leave a message. What I think we should do is stage a pocket dial.
No.
So what we're going to do, right?
He's not dumb. No,
it's good. Just, hey, mate, you begged to be on Shortland Street. This is your moment. So what we'll do is after the song, we're going to call him, right, and off mic. So when it goes to voicemail, we'll be off mic and we'll be chatting.
Sometimes I wish I worked in marketing.
We'll be chatting like we're in the song. And I reckon we have a chat and Peter comes up in conversation. I'll be like, hey, have you heard back from Pete? And you should be like, no, God, I hope so soon.
No, I don't want to come across.
No, but just be more like, oh, no, not yet. And I'll go, he's not that great, giving you an opportunity to defend him. And you should go, are you kidding? Not only is he an amazing athlete, he's a good-looking guy. And I'm sure, you know, pretty nice guy. I think that'd be great. Okay?
Can you write this down? So
And I think, producer Alex, you should buzz through.
Oh, no.
Just like we would in a conversation anyway. And you should be like, what about Blair Took?
Yes, devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, I'll be like Blair Took.
And you should be like,
good chance for you to shut me down and be like, nah, yeah, Peter's way hotter.
Yeah, and then I will give everyone the signal, and then we will move on like we're on the air. And then we'll just move the phone around a bit and then hang up. Brilliant. And then when he gets off the plane, he'll check his voicemail and he'll be like, oh my God, she's talking
about me. He probably doesn't even check his voicemail.
He will.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Okay, coming up next, we will ring Peter's voicemail and we will stage the fake pocket dial. This is Lord and Greenlight. I can tell you now, next year, you know, when we're watching Seven Sharp and they're covering the wedding, we'll all remember the moment of where it started. We'll be like, remember the fake pocket dial? Oh, memories.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Possibly. Single for the last time. If you're just joining us, we're just... And look, we're going to move on soon, right?
I know Paige is freaking out. We got one text saying, come on, let it go, move on. We got another text saying we sound like desperate teenagers. That is true. Paige had a dream about Peter Burling last night. She sent him a DM this morning.
Slid just in saying, little... shot Pete, you're a legend.
Great game. Great game.
I'm just saying it like since from, then, from one KV to another.
Since then, I've sent him a text. He hasn't responded. We now know he is on a plane flying from Christchurch to Wellington. Perfect time to stage a pocket dial call. Now, does everyone remember their part?
Not really.
I'm going to call his phone. When it goes to voicemail, I will be off mic and I'll be, we're pretending that we're in a song. And I'll be like, Alex, can you get me those two calls? Has he responded yet? And
nah,
you need to be
nah,
like.
No, not yet.
I don't know what you see in him.
Are you joking, mate? He's a Kiwi legend and he's really nice.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, you got to do better than
no,
that.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is going to do far more damage.
Imagine like you're on your phone. Just be like, oh, are you kidding? Okay. Kiwi legend, mate. And he's a bloody good guy. Like, you need to be something like that.
And then,
Alex, do you remember what you're buzzing through with?
Yeah, I'll be like, forget him. What about Blair Chook?
Nah, see, that's where all the fuss is. I think Pete's where it's at. No, I can't.
Get her an Oscar.
You got to be. No, Pete's more throwaway. Like, no, mate, Pete, where it's at. And then I'll be like, all right, guys, here we go.
Oh, no.
And then we'll move the papers around. We'll hang up so it sounds like the pocket door.
Are we ready? I can't guarantee this is going to be great.
Don't break it. Because trust me, you're not going to want to break character.
Okay. Oh, this is so
all right, everyone get ready. I'm nervous.
This is the most awkward thing we've ever done.
Here we go.
I can't handle.
Everyone get ready.
Okay.
Oh, God.
At the tone, record your message.
Here we go. Hey, Pete, it's Jason from ZM. PJ's got a crush on you. Here she is.
That's not... Shot Pete, you're a legend. I hope you're having a good flight. I hope the parade went well. Welcome back. Welcome home. Have a good flight. See you. Peace out. TTYL. Oh, my God.
Hang up. Oh, my God.
I panicked. I was like, do something iconically Kiwi, and David Dobbin came to my head.
Welcome home.
You didn't stick to the script.
I ad-libbed. I felt the acting character inside me.
We're not still on, are we?
No, we're not.
Oh, my God. Can we put this to bed now?
You sang to him?
I don't know what happened. I was trying to be Kiwi.
You sang to his voicemail. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
I can't come back from that. I can't. Oh. Cheers, mate. Salted that one. Good one. All right. Play some Dave again.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
What are you cooking?
Hello, good evening and welcome to What Are You Cooking?
Yeah, it was the first time we harmonised.
Yeah. Okay, how this works, you call up, you tell us three ingredients that are featuring in your dish tonight, and then PJ and I, with our culinary skills combined, we'll try and
Captain Planet? That was what he used to say, do you remember?
We'll try and work out what you're cooking. You know what we should do? We should have like a celebrity chef on standby we can go to.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll work on that for next week.
All right, joining us first. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're good.
Very well.
All right, your three ingredients are?
Mince, garlic, and breadcrumbs.
Mince or mint?
Mince,
garlic, and breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Please hold.
Easy.
Mince,
garlic, and breadcrumbs.
Burgers.
What? No.
No, burgers.
Don't you put breadcrumbs in meatballs?
Yeah, but you put them in burgers too to hold it together.
Oh, you do too. Oh, what a conundrum.
But it's mint, one of the others, no, but mint goes with the meatballs more than the burgers.
It doesn't. No, mince goes in burgers.
Oh, I thought she said mint.
No. Very much mince.
Gotcha. Good call.
So I reckon we're split down the even on this one. Could be either one.
I think burgers. What are we locking in?
All right. Go burgers.
No, go meatballs. I think it's meatballs.
I think it's meatballs. You just throw on the guilt of if you're wrong.
I think it's meatballs. No, let's go meatballs. I think it's meatballs.
Okay.
Nicole, are you cooking meatballs?
I am cooking meatballs.
Yes!
Yeah! God, I feel
feels good to have a win. Because we have been shit for a few weeks, so this is our comeback.
Oh. Thanks for calling, Nicole. Have an awesome meal.
Oh.
Thanks, see ya.
Bye. Bye. God, that feels good.
Joining us next, Don, What Are You Cooking? Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you?
Cindy.
Not too bad.
If you throw some pesto vegan bloody thing at me and ruin our, you know, little winning streak here, I'd be devastated.
Cindy, what do you got?
Pesto.
Actually.
Butter.
Pesto, butter.
And bacon.
Please hold.
Okay. I make these really delicious.
Hang on. Pesto.
Yeah, butter and bacon. I make these delicious stuffed mushrooms and I put pesto in there.
Oh, Leo, your dad makes those. He taught me.
What?
When we were in Christchurch. Wait a few
he taught you?
Yeah, he showed me.
You got a little tutorial.
Yeah, he got them out of the oven. He was like, Jace, this is how you make them. I was like, have you got any meat?
I do make some pretty good pesto stuffed mushrooms, but then the butter and the bacon. The bacon could very much go in there. Or...
pesto.
Oh, what else do you do with pesto? Oh, it could be a pasta.
Pesto, bacon, and mushroom. It'll be a pasta.
Do you reckon?
It'll be a pasta.
She's laughing.
It's not a pasta.
It's not a pasta. Okay. Maybe I was onto something. Do we do stuffed mushies?
If we do stuffed mushies and it's a pasta, I will be devastated. All right. So, are we doing that?
Yep.
Okay. We're going.
No.
Oh, get us down gently. What was it?
Bacon wrapped chicken mignon with pesto and garlic butter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Are you, like, come on, mate. That's,
Cindy, he's just jealous that he's can only cook four meals.
What a crocker. That's like, I'm sorry, that's like saying, like, oil or
Jason, don't be rude to our contestants of the game, okay?
Cindy, thanks for playing. Have a lovely evening. Enjoy
your
meal.
Sorry, Cindy.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.